Okay, episode number who knows, I'm not keeping track anymore, but we're getting to some crazy-ass stuff. Last time we played, you guys were coming up with a plan in a remarkably brief period of time, I might add. It wasn't the usual entire session spent humming and hawing about which direction to go, and what you've decided to do is to infiltrate Rinvale, break through the siege lines in a sneaky, sneaky way. Chai had spent 20 minutes ritual casting, what was it? Water walk? Breathe water?
Water breathing.
Water breathing. Yes. Okay. On the entire group of 10. And your plan was to go through this small river that runs to the northeast of the town and next to a largely ignored part of the outer wall of the town. And trying to sneak in through that way. And I should also mention, you had fought a version of Bryce and Eldon, and you decided that, you thought that they were distractions meant to lead you away from your real objective. Whether that's correct or not, no one knows. Definitely not me. I don't know anything that's happening. I don't know what's going on. But I do know that as you were nearing your first objective of getting out of the river, having had a nice leisurely stroll along the bottom of the river in the dark at night, big chain of allies holding hands, you know, being led by whoever has dark sight, Chai was getting out of the water and found herself weirdly back in a Feywild prison cell occupied by her parents and Celia the Summer Queen. And she was trying to ignore it. But the thing is, just because you ignore something doesn't mean it goes away. Just ask my back pain. So, we will start with just a quick recap of that scene. Your father was trying to get your attention, as was the Summer Queen. They're both seemingly surprised that you were there, and they're trying to talk to you. Now I'll ask you, do you engage, or what are you going to do?
I am not going to engage, and I'm literally just going to keep repeating in my head, this is not real, this is an illusion, this is not real, this is an illusion.
You're saying that in your head?
I mean, I'll say it out loud, like, just to, like, I'll close my eyes and it'll be like, I think I can, like, that I think I can energy of, like, manifesting. I'll use the power of the secret to make sure that it's not real.
The power of positive mental attitude.
Exactly.
So you're sort of mumbling this to yourself, and the Summer Queen, who is in these reinforced magical shackles, just like both of your parents, and you're sort of like on the opposite side of this weird prison cell of these like very thick and sturdy iron bars that look as though they're entirely... Like, they don't look like they've been built. They look like they're just, like, a natural part of this sort of stone room that you're in. And the Summer Queen says, she thinks... Okay, can you have a word with your daughter, please? She thinks that we're not real, and we have some very real problems to deal with. First of all, my son. Second of all, we've been granted this boon that Chaya has mysteriously returned to us somehow. And this is our chance to, you know, free ourselves and restore order to the court. And all says, yes. Chai, dear, could you just look over here for a second, please? Yes, hi. I don't know what's happening or why you feel that none of this is real. And you know what? I'm sure we've all felt that way at times.
Thanks, Dad.
I mean, you remember your course on hard solipsism, but... All you need to do to help us out here is, you know, go down the hall through that door there, charm one of the guards, get the token that will move the bars here and undo the shackles. And if you can, you know, manage to get Celia's cloak and sword while you're at it, that would be great. Because things here since you left are very much bad. I'm just going to pause here to see if you want to say anything.
I think I'm just going to keep saying it. I'm going to, like, I don't believe... Oh, I mean, like, can I do... I don't know, like a perception, an insight, something to like reaffirm my belief in the fact that this is like the based on what Chai has seen, that this is likely an illusion to distract her and slow her down.
I'll let you make a check.
Oh God, first roll. Command's like one. Oh God, that going off the table. Oh, not great.
Have you rolled dice before?
Is a, what is that? A 16.
I mean, the things that they're saying all ring very true. They all sound like things that they would say.
And I don't see any of my friends around me?
Not yet. Not yet.
Can I see like the water I just came out of? Like anything a lot, like anything?
You turn around and like it's like you're in a room.
I'm just gonna keep saying, like, it can't be real. It can't be real. It's like, this is another trick. Until I see something that would alter my perception of that.
The Summer Queen will say, okay, how about this? If you help us, I will owe you a favor.
Oh, God.
And I could even forgive the favor that your parents both owe me. And your dad says, no, wait, no need to bring that up, please.
100% I'd be like, excuse me?
Yes. Okay, well, I think it's high time that she found out all. Okay. She's clearly maturing. Yes, your parents asked for a favor to get you out of the Feywild. They were concerned about how the court was being run, you know, and the potential risks with the Time of Omens that was coming up, although there's always that risk. So they asked for a favor to send you on a mission to the Mortal Realm. Isn't it funny, though, how you came back for the Time of Omens anyways? With that said, your parents have owed me this favor for a long time, and I have been considering the best way to use it, and maybe the best way to use it now is to forgive it. Providing that you help us. Chai's father looks a little ashamed, and he says, I thought I was doing the right thing. I didn't want you mixed up in all of the politics. You know, we've always known that you were not interested in that, and frankly, you're better than that. So we thought, what was the harm?
I think she's just, like, genuine. Like, she's just gonna keep a loop. There's no way she could have teleported back to the Feywild. Like, I think she's just really gonna cling on to that idea. Like, she can't, like, while this might be true, she can't grasp on, she can't allow herself to grasp on to that, considering the more, what she views as the more important mission at hand right now, which is getting to this creature and defeating it.
Okay. You're standing there and you're weighing your options, and you notice that Basil is next to you now. And he's looking around, wondering how he got there. And he says, suppose that this is real, Chai. Suppose that it is.
But he wasn't the next one in line that would have come out of the water, right? He was in the middle.
Right. But he's going to say, I think if all of these Eladrin knew what we were up against, what would they want you to do? And I'll say, I'll just open the door super quickly for Gutterbird and Thaddeus to also witness this and to sort of be in this room.
Thaddeus literally tries to find the water again. Like, it's one of those scenarios where he just comes in, goes, nope, and turns right back around and is immediately like, oof. If he is going towards a wall, he is going to try to just walk through it.
Yeah, like, I think Chai's at the point where she's going to be like, this isn't real, and try and put her hand through brick or something like that. Like, I am so disbelieving of this being, to her current knowledge level, there's no way she could have magically teleported back to the Feywild. So the only other option is that somehow these three people are in Rinvale, but also we didn't go through anywhere. Like, she's like processing all the things, and she's like, she still can't compute it in her head. Like, while what they're saying is true, what she heard Eldon and Bryce and the Aladrin say was also ringing true, so I don't think she'd go for it. I just...
Fair enough. Yeah, I thought he just walks in and is like, oh, occupied, I'm sorry. Turns around.
Oh, this hallucination was meant for you? Bye! Yeah.
I guess mine was one door over.
Now, your hallucination is the second door on the right. Okay, so before moving on from this scene, to recap what happened with Bryce and Eldon and the Grey Ladrin, there was a possibility of something becoming real if you, I guess, put your faith in it, I suppose, is maybe a crude way of explaining it. But if you wanted it to be real, although that would come with probably its own set of complications and consequences. In this case, I think that there's a time that will, like, Chai is standing there and she feels Basil's hand on her shoulder and she hears her father say, like, it's okay. We'll be all right. Whatever happens, we know you'll come back. And Chai, like, opens her eyes and she's standing, like, at the riverbank, completely drenched, looking up at
a guard.
looking through this forested area with this sort of wooden wall of Rinvale just through this thin set of woods here. And you can hear everybody else behind you pulling themselves out of the river as well.
I think she's just going to open her eyes and, like, kind of, like, take a deep breath. Like, after she's seeing what she expected to see. And I think she's just going to be, like, tell herself, like, even if it was true, you can get there. Even if it was true, like, you can help them after. And then she'll make sure that everyone's getting out of the water and is prepped. And that I'm going to definitely look around and see what the hell is going on inside this town right now.
Okay, yeah. Everybody's out. You can hear the clamor of this ongoing siege echoing sort of all around you in the near distance. But before you is a little bit of woods and a wall that is about 25 or 30 foot high. And what are you going to do? You're trying to sneak your way in.
So this is the outer city wall?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll look to the group. It's like, anyone got any bright ideas?
Gutterbird's drift globe turns on. No, I'm just kidding.
The command phrase was, I've.
I know.
It like flickers a little bit. It's like, okay.
Did somebody call me? Oh, no. Okay.
This wall. Is it like a Helm's Deep situation? We've got one spot we can blow up to take the whole thing down?
Conveniently, yes, and we're right in front of it.
Anyone is free to make a perception check.
I'll try different dice. Maybe I'll better look.
I got a total of 11.
Perception? Oh, I got a 22.
Got that one out of the way.
Okay, so the two humans that have no dark sight are not super perceptive in this environment. Chai, on the other hand, is looking for some kind of spot on the wall that might be easier to ascend and is kind of, I don't know how close she gets to the wall, but she does notice something odd that there's at one point at the base of the wall, there's like a pile of rope or several piles of ropes.
Tim?
Yeah?
Thaddeus wants to try something having not seen any of this.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Thaddeus wants to will a human-sized space into the wall.
Oh.
He wants to try and manifest a door. Not a door, a doorway. He wants it to not make sound and just be easy to walk through.
Can you imagine you manifest? It's like an iron steel, iron
it's
door locked.
It's yeah, got this crank like, on it.
You manifest the worst
jerk,
door.
Jerk, 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 jerk.
The levers on the top of the wall.
So now manifest the key, jerk.
Yeah, exactly. That's your job, GB.
Hmm. What skill do you think Thaddeus is going to use for this?
His southern hospitality?
It's probably going to be... There's one of two ways I could see him trying to pull it off.
Yeah, what would...
He'd either try and recall some type of tale of a thief and literally use, like, the storytelling to essentially weave a tale of this doorway appearing as, like, a rogue's passage or something like that. Or he just wants to think... Like, I'm going to go with the first one, but the other way that I pictured him doing it was just staring at the wall and, like, concentrating so hard he, like, starts to vibrate.
I was going to say, if I can see that he's going to do this or he's vocalizing this, can I, like, aid in remembering a door, like, when I made the door by casting a spell? I don't want to cast, like, when we got into the vault, can I bring that memory back to evoke, like, aiding in this creation? Can I help him with that?
So, like, in behind my screen, I have a sort of loose set of ideas as to how this works.
Yeah, yeah. And we're breaking it already? Yeah.
This would be surpassingly difficult. I will allow you to attempt it.
Could we, once Thaddeus has shown the rope, could we use the rope to make an archway? Kind of like if we were to literally be Bugs Bunny styling, making a tunnel?
I also don't know if Chai has vocalized the rope yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I also don't know whether I trust the rope, but yeah.
A silly way to make it work.
Chai's very skeptical now of everything.
Okay, so, yeah. What skill is Thaddeus going to try to employ? Constitution by, like, you know, crunching his abs so hard that Adora shows up?
With the storytelling idea, I figured I could use my, like, spellcasting as a bard/paladin.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping for some type of, like, charisma with proficiency.
Gonna ask real nicely to open this door.
Because it's the idea of storytelling, which was the way that we kind of flavored my bard level.
I'll give you either persuasion or arcana.
I'll take persuasion. That's charisma plus proficiency.
Oh, there you go. Would he have advantage because I'm helping with the memory?
I don't know. Like, I feel like this is. I feel like this is like a singular attempt. You know, like he has a specific vision.
Yeah. I'm pushing it.
I don't think a 17 is gonna cut it, but it's pretty high.
As you know, what it's better than I thought. But no, the number I had was higher. But good try. Fair. Good try. I like the idea.
Okay.
While you're
democracy. Yeah.
So, Thaddeus goes back to concentrating really hard.
Yeah, you're like, okay, buddy. I just tap him on the shoulder.
And I guess just to piggyback off of Chai's, like, really high perception, she hears, like, movement in the woods, and you see, like, a number of human figures sort of, like, crouched behind nearby trees, some of whom have bows, and, like, they're like, looking at you. They're not, you know, they haven't attacked you yet.
So I see them.
Yeah.
Can I get a sense of which force that they're with?
I'm going to say no, because they're not wearing, like, they're not wearing a particular coat of arms. They're like, dressed up to be concealed.
Do they look potentially like my great uncle Nestor?
Why would they be?
Because there's three halflings in a trench coat.
Oh, God.
What was the name of Thaddeus's I know a guy that we never got to explore?
I've long forgotten.
I
even wrote it down somewhere and it's gone.
When were you going to use the I know a guy?
Oh.
I forget.
You're trying to sneak back into Stonegate.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, there's a guy in the... Yeah, there's a guy in, like, the military that you knew... That he was gonna try and, like, sneak us through.
That was my plan.
Yeah. Let's say his name is George.
No.
It's Jeff, isn't it?
No.
Esteban?
I'm working on it. You can't just. It's tough. Tim's got names prepared for people.
Every NPC ever.
Yeah, that's why I haven't asked. I don't wanna, you know. give him the satisfaction.
His name was Hamgate Wolf Penis.
Good old Hammy Penis.
Good old Hammy P. Oh, I'd call him HP Sauce for...
Oh, God.
gross.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's not A1.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think Chai's just going to be like, quietly to our friends, like, we've got some company, but they don't immediately, and I'll just vaguely, like, turn and kind of vague point. Yeah, like, do like, scratch my nose, but point.
Over my left shoulder, don't look.
And it'll be like, they're not immediately preparing to fight us, but they're not ready to fight us. I think she'll try and, like, slowly walk over to the ropes and just see what they do. If they don't immediately react, she might actually just get to the ropes and be like, were these for you? And look over at them.
Right. Yeah, so you go up to the rope, and as you're reaching for it, you hear a voice say, hey, what you doing with our rope?
I'm assuming I don't recognize the voice or anything.
No, you don't. But Thaddeus recognizes the regional accent as someone from Westcliff.
Okay. First of all, I'm glad that the two of us can't do the accent. Thaddeus will kind of step from the shadows. He'll walk up to them and be like, I didn't see the banner anywhere. Is this real, or am I just bad at seeing things because I only got the one eye now? And he kind of scans the group to see if he recognizes anybody, or if anybody recognizes him.
Yeah, you recognize somebody from back in your army days. A soldier by the name of Tankard Cole.
Oh, nice.
And he says, I thought I recognized a Westcliff soldier's gait, even if I didn't recognize her face.
So Tankard Cole is definitely more of a warrior than a soldier, so I call him TCW.
Oh, God.
I was trying to find a way to make it T.S. Eliot. It wasn't gonna work.
Of course.
And he just looks at him and goes, TCW. Well, now I have gone and seen half of everything.
T-U-G. And you do the Predator handshake, obviously.
Yeah, oh, obviously. We do one, pull back, and then do a second one, because it's been long enough.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, are we sure this is real?
If it's not...
Are you going to will them to be real?
What I do is I turn to it and I go, if it's not real, it needs to be real. This is backup, baby.
Okay.
He says, well, yeah, there aren't Westcliff banners here because the Westcliff army is, sad to say, thoroughly trounced. But we're here in a, what you might call, unofficical capacity to stir the pot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're real or not. We could be living in a simulation. However...
just out of curiosity, because I'm not as, like, you'd know, does Bryce and this guy have a backstory?
I wouldn't say Bryce. Oh, there's tension because he's Aggroth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going after that. So what I'm going to do is look at him and be like,
are they
going
to aim at him? Is what I'm wondering.
I'm going to need you
to be cool about some shit.
To get real cool about one thing real quickly, and then feel free when I let you know to get real uncool about it real fast again. We have kind of found out that there is a bit more than just your typical slagger-ass bullshit. It appears as though an extraplanar entity of the horrific dreamscape persuasion has tried to come into our reality. So that's what we're dealing with. And unfortunately, I can't convey it because I've never felt this way before, but the tone in his voice is not... It's casual to the point of being upsetting. He is speaking in such a manner that proves that this is A, so outside the norm, and B, so viscerally upsetting for him that it has maybe slightly broken him. But Thaddeus continues on to say, so, yeah, we've, unfortunately, the adage, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, rings true, and we've got to deal with this bastard.
Hmm. Tankard spits on the ground and he says, so, the arrival of this interstellar interloper has unmoored you from the very confidence of your own senses. Not only that, but it's caused you to lay aside your blood vengeance against your sworn nemesis and his cabal of undead minions.
To be fair, I made those undead minions turn dead the first time.
Hmm. He spits again. Well, that's just about the craziest thing I ever heard. But it seems like we're both trying to get over this wall. So, I don't know who's real or what. I just assume that I can trust my senses, but what do we say we just get over this wall and then see what's on the other side? And then maybe you could help us out with a little something.
I agree. We should probably just get over it.
Oh, God.
And Thaddeus is stuck waiting for someone to laugh and, like, realizes...
It's not the time, man. I'll look at the guys and like, I'm sorry, he's been doing this a lot lately. I think he's taken a little too many hits in the head, but like if you could just humor him, it would expedite the process.
Nah, you tainted it. You tainted it now.
Just prepping for next time.
Nah, it's fine.
Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna make anybody roll. He's like, We were fixing to get over this wall. We started hearing your amphibious approach. Anyways, I'm not going to make you roll for scaling a wall when you're not being, like, attacked and you have, like, the implements to do it. So we'll say that everybody is able to do this relatively quietly while this is happening. Like, while the ropes are being fixed with hooks on the end and while they're being, like, flung over the side until they're firm enough to use to climb. While all that's happening, Tankard is... telling Thaddeus, he's like, listen, we've been spending our time here doing small hit-and-run operations trying to hamstring Aggroth. Should I be talking about this next to him?
Thaddeus turns, looks at Bryce, and says, Bryce, I can't begin to describe to you how little I care, but are you actually affiliated with this army at the moment? Or did they, like, kick you to the curb when you kind of decided not to do the whole world takeover eyeballs of doom thing?
He says, there are some in the inner circle who are aware of my dubious allegiances, but the rank and file still respect me.
Okay, well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves with the delusions of respect. I would hazard to say maybe just, like, once he's scooly-booped away, we can chat.
All right. Okay. So we'll say, like, either you have climbed or you let Bryce go first.
Yeah, Bryce gets to go first.
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000,000% Bryce gets to go first.
So he says, not far from where we're going to land on the other side of this wall, there's a forge that was run by a dwarf here. And the Aggroth soldiers have repurposed it as a storehouse for some of their more combustible supplies. For their catapult missiles, explosive urns, magical reagents, things like that. We're planning to go in and help accelerate the process of metamorphosis, if you will.
I am a firm believer in... a catalyst to all reactions. I could get behind this in a big way.
You help us blow this up, the Aggroth siege will be dealt a major blow, and their army will not be able to withstand the combined pressure of Mistreach and Silverhold.
That sounds like a tasty treat. Now, very important question. Which direction is it, and how far?
Do you still have the map from...
Yes, I do.
Okay. I think you had come in just by the bridge, I think, is what Chai had said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not far.
It's not far. The main thing I'm trying to figure out is, based on what Thaddeus had seen as far as the vision, are we anticipating that that is the direction we want to go? Or is that, like, we can't smash and grab this on the way and be going the same direction? Is it a full-blown detour?
So, I don't know if you've decided where to go yet. And I suppose that you could potentially, you know, once you're on the other side of the wall, like, try to read the defenses to see if you can glean that information. Like, you know, seeing, like, where is,
Where's a concentration of troops to protect a situation that is unfolding slowly?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That will definitely be a move of Thaddeus, because gonna need some kind of direction that isn't a hazy memory.
Sure.
Of a divination.
It might also help see where troops are coming from, because, like, I would imagine if it's the most important place, the troops might not leave that area, mm-hmm. whereas other troops might be pulled towards the explosion. So if there's an area where troops are staying to protect something, that might be a clue for us.
It's also in my current thought process of a plan, am I the one going, or are we trying to do this at range? And how much range are we trying to do it at?
I mean, it's probably advantageous to do it at range.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we're not one beside a giant explosion of questionable size, but two, so we don't immediately get into another battle.
Yeah. 100%.
And I'll look over to Tanker and be like, that makes sense to me. I don't know what you guys had planned. You might be itching for a battle, but we unfortunately have another focus at the moment.
The three of us are having this conversation Batman and Robin style from the Adam West era, where we're walking up the side of the wall.
Yes, 100%. Standing perfectly upright.
Yeah. The camera is on its side, so it looks like we're going vertical, but we are just walking sideways.
And someone's, like, holding your cape.
Yeah, there's, like, a string holding it out for us.
Yeah, so, I mean, Tankard would say that he would presume that, you know, a stock pile, as important as that would be, guarded, and that, you know, just lobbing a lit torch at it won't do the trick.
Yeah. No, that's that. Thaddeus was thinking of something with a bit more style.
Mm-hmm. We'll say that everybody has made it to the other side of the wall. There are four Westcliff, call them commandos, special ops. They say, like, we can get in and light the fuse. We just need a little bit of backup to deal with the sentries there, because they are definitely protecting this location.
Sorry, if you mentioned, did you say how many guards we could see yet around the forge or no?
Oh, yeah. Everybody make a perception check.
Well, I perceive nothing with my natural one.
The ground is really cool here.
What is that, grass?
is that some peat in there? That nice. 24 perception, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I've doubled my total from last time. I rolled a 2.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, I guess this makes sense with the dark vision situation, but, like...
Yeah, so Chai can see that there are at least... There are at least 5, like, guards in heavy armor, like plate armor, and wielding halberds right around the forge.
Cool.
I will relay this information, everybody.
Thaddeus just says, not a problem.
And Chile just look and be like, oh, really? We're so confident, are we?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we won't even need to go with them to help them.
Oh, okay. Does Tankard also look as confused as Chile?
He does.
Thaddeus just says to Tankard, you know the whistle to give when you want their distraction. In fact, I'd hazard to say, whistle as late as possible. Because it could get spicy.
Chai will be like, well, you seem to have this. I won't.
I'm unclear as to what Thaddeus is communicating.
Thaddeus is saying that when they want their distraction to handle the plated halberdiers to give him a sign, and Thaddeus will handle the situation lickety-split.
Okay, so basically, the commandos are going to get into strike position.
Yeah,
like ready to pounce, and then they give you a signal.
Yeah, Thaddeus is going to go with them, but he's going to stay at a bit of a distance.
I'm envisioning that like scene from the D&D movie of Chris Pine walking in with the loot.
I only
friends become lovers. And
it's not
the melting phase. It was so.
It's perfect. Not quite the same. It's gonna. It has the same flair. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough.
This is all Matt. Like this. Oh, sorry. This is all Thaddeus. Chai's got like. I'm like. All right. Sure. You take point on this one. I'm just gonna hit the gutter bird and be like, should we play a quick round of like duo tear or something while this?
Hell yeah! If Thaddeus hears that period as he's walking away with him, and he just goes, "Hell yeah!"
I guess we're just gonna. I guess I'll get in a hiding position, but keeping eyes still with everybody else.
I suppose I'll just say in the meantime, like you do have other. You know, you do have a fair number of NPCs with you who you can micromanage if you want, like give them their own tasks. So you got Basil, Thane, Faridun, Berivan, and the three others from the Arcane Acolytes, and Bryce, who may or may not take orders. So if you want like some kind of information gathering to happen, you can delegate.
Wow! Oh, splitting the party, I like it. My favorite.
It's a huge fucking party.
It is massive. I've got a sending stone with Faridun.
Yeah.
And then I think that's it, right? Okay, so I might ask Faridun to take a couple and just be like, look, we're just trying to figure out where this creature might be. So if we want to maybe work outwards from like some of the smaller outbuildings just so we can limit in, we think it might need a good amount of space and protection. So keep is a good potential. But if we get more information going... the better it is. We can stay. I'll stay. I mean, GB will stay here with Delta Force, and we'll watch this go down. But we should maybe reconvene. Where's a good map? Do you have the map up? A good reconvening spot.
So Thaddeus is actually going to change that plan slightly and go directly with the commandos. And stop them when we're about 100 feet away from where we need to be.
Okie doke.
I think it's not labeled on the map, but there is a spot that looks almost like a large church or like a castle-y thing in the southeast.
That's the graveyard.
No, it's up from the graveyard.
Okay, then that's probably the church.
Oh, yeah, that's a church.
Okay, so I might say like, hey, let's do a quick scout around... If you want to take some people and go there, and then I was like, you've got the stone. Let me know if you find anything. If you shit hits the fan, we'll come to you right away. If not, maybe we'll meet at that church in about, let's say, 5 minutes, less than that. Let me know. And then, does anyone else? I'll just be like, does anyone else have a way to like send me a message real fast? Like that wants to go scout some, do some recon while we're doing this.
Basil will go with Faridun, and he's going to take, I guess he'll take Thane as backup, and he will cast Pass Without Trace.
I was gonna also cast that, but just before all of the explosion-y stuff goes off, so we can, like, make an escape. So I will save that for later, but...
Okay. Yeah, I don't think anybody else has, like, message or sending or anything like that.
So I think that might be the safest, then, to just send them, and then I might just ask Bryce if he has any ideas. Like, now that you see where things are settling in the town, do you have any idea where you think they'd go now?
A smart creature would pick the most defensible location, which also makes it the most obvious. So would they pick the most obvious or the most defensible, knowing that's where people would conclude? He would hazard to guess either the cathedral there, the barracks, or the keep. With a perhaps maybe the library. It does have a lot of eyes and can get through books very fast.
Okay. I think then let's do some general recon and then let's check the cathedral first then, because we're already on that side of town. And then we'll work up from there.
Okay. Who's going with Chai?
I'll go.
So is Chai going to cast Pass Without Trace now or stealth and then Pass Without Trace as like a backup?
I was going to wait, so I was going to send them to go do general recon, and then once the explosion goes off, I was going to work my way to the cathedral. And then, we make our escape with Thaddeus, that's when I was going to cast Pass Without Trace and make my way to the cathedral.
Okay. Good, good. All right, so let's do the sabotage first here. Okay. So the forge has been sort of reinforced. There's a heavy... there's like a heavy iron door to it. It looks like whatever was inside had probably been moved out, any of Falinar's gear, to just make room for whatever they're storing on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
The Westcliff commandos are in position.
Cool.
What is Thaddeus' plan here?
So I'd like to like stop them essentially once we're 100 feet away. And can I see any flames of any kind?
I mean, yeah, I guess because they're all human, like, they have to have some sort of light source. So there would be, you know, a few, like, poles, like, stuck in the ground with lanterns hanging from them.
Cool.
Not, like, super close, obviously. Not to the point where they could fall off and, like, you know, oops.
But like within, it's probably like 50 to 60 feet from a flame to a thingamabob.
Mm-hmm.
Who's it? What's it?
Perfect. Thaddeus turns to them all and says, "Guys, watch this." And he produces from his pocket a small red gem.
Oh God.
And he just looks at it and says, "Burn, baby, burn." And he crushes it. And conjures a fire elemental.
Oh my God.
at the point of flame. And if I recall, fire elementals have a fly speed of 60 feet. I also believe they can fit through a crack as small as 1 inch.
Yeah, they can.
Oh shit.
They can wedge themselves through a lot of shit. Let me pull up the elemental section.
Wait, is it a full-on... It's not a minor elemental, it's a full-on elemental?
It's a full-on elemental.
You cast the Conjure elemental spell.
You would think it would make sense for it to be like elemental, comma, fire, elemental, comma, earth.
Yes.
I don't love
the Monster Manual organization. I don't love it.
It's under the elemental section. It's just they're all there.
Yeah, I just don't...
Oh, I was referring to the glossary, with which I have an ongoing beef.
An elemental can move through a space as narrow as 1 inch wide without being squeezed. A creature that touches the elemental, blah, blah, blah. This is disgusting. I love it.
Fly speed is 60?
It just says speed 50?
Speed 50.
Yeah. I'll have it dash into an explosive barrel.
I don't actually see anything about flying. I think that's the air elemental. Air elemental has
sense.
A 90-foot hover fly speed.
And how long does this last for, this spell?
If I maintain concentration, I can control it for an hour. If I lose concentration, it stays for an hour and just becomes hostile.
Oh, fucking chaos goblin you are. Okay.
Can somebody queue up? Like,
well, so you control it, right? So yeah, here's the monster manual. You look at what you want to do with it.
Can somebody queue up Firestarter by the Prodigy, please?
So obviously, there's really nothing that the guards can do to stop this from happening. This fire elemental from just...
Fire tornado approaching.
It's like a reverse backdraft, you know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Front draft.
I love it. Front draft.
Front draft.
Jesus. That sounds horrifying. I get... as soon as I see you do this, I was like, don't you dare get in there. You stay here. You cannot let this thing attack us. You are a delicate flower right now.
Yeah, so there was another guard inside, but it was a construct, and so there's going to be kind of like a CGI kaiju battle that ensues with
that's wild
with this construct and this elemental. So what is Thaddeus going to do, like, in the wake of this? Like, there's this huge explosion. The construct is going to take a lot of damage. The guards will be likely too injured to put up any sort of fight.
I believe immolated might be the correct term.
Mm-hmm. Would a construct take fire damage, or is your goal just to, like, light the shit up?
I didn't think that far ahead.
Oh, good, good.
My goal was to cause a big boom.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even know that the construct was in there, but like
I know, but yeah. Now that it's, yeah.
The construct would have take some concussive damage from the explosion.
Yeah, you just blow shit up and then we'll see mm-hmm. what happens.
Yeah, that's step one.
So I guess, you know what, we'll leave it there for the time being. So explosion happens, Chai's group, you know, not the A team, but like team one or Eagle team, whatever you want to call yourselves.
Platypus squad.
Is that at that point you're making your way to the cathedral?
Well, my plan was for Thaddeus to come with us, but if he's controlling a fire elemental.
I can just tell it to do something and then leave.
Do you have to stay within range?
It doesn't say anything about that in the spell.
Okay, well, I was like, do you want to get out of here? Or what? I would just ask Thaddeus.
Yeah, Thaddeus is like, well, my work here is done. Ladies and gentlemen.
What does Tanker say to that?
TCW.
The commandos are like applauding you as you walk away. There's just...
Yeah.
TCW, keep it hot.
See you shortly, hopefully.
We'll see you when all this is over.
Predator handshake.
If you see some other shit going on, similar to this level of tomfoolery, we might need assistance if you're around still and want more fighting.
If you need us to come running, you just make the call of the Westcliff National Bird. I know you know what that is, so I'm not going to do it right now.
Oh my god.
Thaddeus is like, yes, the bin chicken.
The bin chicken?
Oh gosh, okay.
The bin chicken.
Please tell me you've seen that.
No, what is a bin chicken?
I haven't, what are you talking about?
I haven't either, I just thought it was a funny name.
Oh. What, I know, I was like, that's brilliant, and then I didn't...
The bin chicken is Australian slang for the white ibis that essentially is their version of a seagull.
Oh, okay.
bin chicken.
I see. The bin chicken.
I refer to seagulls as aquahawks, so yeah, I understand.
Oh, nice. I like that a lot.
So, Thaddeus, cool guys don't look at explosions.
You just Michael Bay and walk away.
Michael Bay and walk away. Yeah. Oh, mwah. Chef's kiss. No notes.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I'm like, well, after that, I guess let's head to the cathedral and I'll cast Pass Without a Trace on us. I mean, I think everyone's very alert right now.
I believe the technical term is efficiency.
It's something. It is something.
Stealth check from everybody, please.
Alright, can't wait to fail the team.
I know.
2016 for me.
How did you do?
25.
Look at you, with disadvantage too?
Yeah, the natural 20 got negated.
Oh.
So I took the 16, added minus one.
Jesus Christ. Disadvantage and minus one?
Well, my dex is a negative.
Oh, you're horrifying.
Added okay. minus one. I like that.
I love it. Jesus. I'm so distracted from that. I've got 27 as mine.
So as Faerdon, Thane, and Basil split off to reconnoiter the northwest side of the town, Beagle Team is going southeast to the cathedral. And what exactly are you looking for in terms of, like, you know, is this inhabited by a star monster?
I think number one would be, is there a star monster? But... that would I think be a key giveaway for us. But beyond that, I don't know if we'd know. I think maybe like Chai would say like an increase in weird anomalies, perhaps. Weird shit, I think is probably what I'd keep my eye out for the most. Because we had a visual of what the creature looked like, but beyond that, I don't know if we'd know specifically.
Everybody make a perception check, please, because these have been going super well for everybody.
I am exponentially getting better.
Is it a three now?
No, it's a four.
Yeah, you're doubling every time. Crushing it.
I mean, we can add the perception, but...
Nat 20, so for a 27 total.
Oh, damn.
14 for me.
Okay, Chai is the noticer. You're not noticing, like, weird things, like things that are violating basic reality. But you do notice that, like, that there is... You're heading south, and you hear, like, a contingent of soldiers from the south gate are, like, heading north towards the forge.
Okay, which is kind of what we expected, I think, with that kind of gaboom.
Yeah, but there were, like, the main... points of the fight were like the south gate and the north gate. The south gate is like the biggest fight, but they've taken forces away from the south gate to go investigate the forge. Who's gonna, like, is anybody gonna go inside the cathedral?
I was gonna ask Thaddeus if he wanted to take a look around and see if the inside looked like the building he saw.
Yeah. Thaddeus nods as he's still humming his sweet song.
Because it was just you that had that vision, right?
Yeah. Thaddeus does a tactical roll up to the door.
I think maybe I'll just be like, GB, let's just take post by the front door and keep an eye out. We'll hide behind a convenient bush or something, and we'll just keep an eye out and give the elusive cry of the bin chicken if you need us.
Oh, nobody else knows how to make the bin chicken.
I assume that if I hear a horrifying bird sound, we'll just come.
Mm-hmm. Thaddeus is going to try the door.
And the door itself is, it appears to be either locked or barricaded from the other side. You could look through a window.
Thaddeus goes to look through a window.
Okay. You're going to do that. In the meantime, Chai and Gutterbird sort of post up by another door. And sort of as Gutterbird is heading around the corner, suddenly no longer nighttime. It is a very warm, comforting day, an afternoon, almost in like this sun-kissed valley that you're, I think, familiar with from another, like, a number of recollections at this point. This is part of Avalir's domain that you were taken to with your wife after the old throne was destroyed. And you're looking upon this, like, rolling meadow with this sort of, like, low-hanging sun. There's sort of, like, this crimson tint to everything, which, you know, to a normal observer might appear, like, to be kind of menacing, but you're, like, it's just the way that it is. And you understand that this is Serial's place where she wants her followers to reside and to keep evil things under control. But you're looking out and you see yourself your past self, and your wife. And you know that this is the day that she gets poisoned by Greasetrap. It might be just moments before.
Yeah, I think I because I know how this has affected me, I know how thoroughly it's destroyed my life, I feel as though, you know, walking into what is a very pleasant and but ultimately horrifying memory of mine, I have to assume that is being, something's being used against me. Knowing everything that's going on and hearing what happened to Chai as well. So I think I'm very wary of what's going on.
Gutterbird hears a voice from behind him, and it's the fiend's voice, and it says, "You know, this could be a chance for you to save her." And he's like moving from like one ear to the other, you know, sort of like standing behind you. You feel that those familiar hands on your shoulders. "I know our pact fell apart, but no hard feelings. This could be real. If you want it to be, all you have to do is walk across that valley and intervene. Pull her out of this place. Take her from could be to is."
I think at that point I kind of bristle under the perception of the hands on my shoulders and the, you know, that probably breath in my ear. Maybe a little stank of brimstone. You don't know, I don't know for sure, but I think again, you know, knowing what we've gone through and knowing that, you know, I've kind of, while I haven't necessarily chosen my path, it's kind of my lot, and I feel as though there is no going back at this point. There's only moving forward, and I think I would take a step forward and turn around and face this fiend and tell him, you know, this time I'm not interested.
So you turn around to say that, and instead of like looking at the fiend, you're staring at your wife, and you say, "I'm not interested," and she looks completely crestfallen.
Damn. Got him.
Wait, hang on, Matt, why is that funny?
I was thinking of like the like, idea of just like
ruthless.
Not interested. Well, fine, I guess I'll just put my clothes back on.
Jesus Christ.
Guess you're sleeping on the couch, dick.
I was just more like from a storytelling standpoint.
Yeah, I was like, wow, you went away with that.
Just turning it on me. I think, you know, given the fact that people are shifting and reality seems very tenuous at this stage, I think, you know, I kind of want to like reach out to almost, you know, brush the hair out of. In my mind, I'm thinking this woman's face. It's not. I don't think it's my wife, even if it's a visual sort of representation. So whatever this is, I hesitate, and I end up pulling my hand back and saying, "No, this isn't. You're not her. This isn't real."
And she says, "That's your choice. Anything could be real. We're being offered a second chance. All those years that were stolen from us, all those years you didn't know who you were, what happened to me, that past could be the illusion. And what's real could be right in front of you."
There's nothing in front of me but a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And I turn back around, turning my back on my ghost wife.
So as you're like brushing her hair aside, she kind of like takes one of your hand in between hers, and she says, "I hope that you will always remember that you walked away from this when you feel your body being burned away by powers you can't imagine, before the sun comes up, after you've watched your friends die and your quest fail, I want you to ask, was it worth it?" And then you're back. You're back outside the church.
And then I say, my wife would never say that.
With Thaddeus about to peer inside the window of the cathedral, we will leave it there. We'll pick up next time.